Go ahead, Lynn.
You are recording.
All right, thank you.
All right, so I will call to order this meeting at CCI at 5:32. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Shannon Knight, I'm the chair.
Gary Wolbotny.
Vicki Olson, vice chair.
Darren Wise, staff liaison.
Stephen Shear, newest member.
Welcome.
Tom Webbs.
Ed Schwarz, member.
And you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so said my name is Stephen Shear, born and raised in West Lynn, but the first 20 years of my life here. But recently moved back. My wife and I bought our first house last year. Just wanted to get more involved in the community professionally. I do public policy and government affairs with CARE Oregon, Medicaid Managed Care Organization. So really kind of hope to bring my experience with stakeholder engagement, hopefully what I've seen to be good practices, bring those and try to maybe improve any practices that may not be as good. So happy to be here.
Excellent. That's great.
All right. Any outstanding public?
No, we do not have any sign up.
Approval of meeting notes. I just had one correction on that. We're just talking about there should be more involvement past the through all phases of it, not just the changes of codes. And, oh, we do it, but well, it said it was communication there. I just believe the word the communication was the bullet point before, but I think this was the third bullet point. We delete the communication.
And I have one correction, and it's fitting because Carrie Oaks just walked in. So it says Carrie Oaks commented on the CCI function and role, and it should be ROLE instead of plan for wheels.
Those changes, anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's done. I will have public comment.
I am ready. Thank you. Carrie Oaks, West Lynn resident. I, as you know, commented last meeting, and also I tried to meet, listen to most of your meeting, quite through all of it, because I looked over your bylaws, your proposed bylaws, and I just had a few comments about that. One thing I noticed when I was listening to the audio on this that you might not be aware of unless you listen to it yourselves is I can't tell who you are unless you introduce yourselves at the beginning of the meeting. So I would suggest that, similar to what council and some of the other boards does, is to begin by saying you're calling the CCI to order so that we know that.
Is that
okay? Well, the last one didn't happen. I don't know. You know, it's easy to forget, but you know, I save some meetings, and so when I go back in, I don't even know what meeting it is if it's not documented and like the date. Anyway, that was just a little suggestion. So getting back to this proposal here, let's see, I've outlined a few of the things that I wanted to bring up. You were considering the change that this council had done, the kind of the mass thing from citizen to community. So for your name change, I just have one comment about that, and that is that it's, you know, noted that way in goal one, and like when I first started getting educated about the whole thing, it was the way things were named and referred to mattered deeply, that they were consistent to me to understand it. So that I would just think that if you could, no disrespectful for people that are not citizens or naturalized citizens, but it would, I think, maybe be easier if it was the remain committee for citizen involvement. On your membership, I know I did listen to that discussion, and I do feel like a planning commissioner on would be helpful. And that is because of their experience and knowledge and what they've seen. They can, it would be easy for them to communicate, you know, to the CCI directly with the member on. I respect your idea that, you know, they might have a conflict of interest for, like, when they're doing evaluation. But as far as, you know, your evaluation, I think it's more like looking for improvements and things like that. And I think that maybe the, it would be helpful to have a planning commissioner on it. Now, I know that at one time this CCI was the planning commission, and you know that probably from reading goal one, that that is permissible. They get permission from the LCD. And at first I was kind of leery about that, but you know, quite honestly, looking back now and the core performance I've seen in the CCI, I think they did a better job than has been done since it was changed, only because they dedicated meetings and they were well publicized, videotaped and whatnot for just CCI work, portions of their meetings for CCI work. And that was when Chair Babbitt was planning commissioner chair. And anyway, that was just one thing I noticed about them. They seemed to be pretty objective. You know, the critique wasn't only on themselves. You have to remember, you've got, I think they're proposing, if this is still correct, 2 members of city council. Well, in my opinion, the city council gets very little experience with land use decisions and this and the code and all. And I've seen them, what I would say, make some mistakes because they didn't know the code well enough. And so, I would say 1 member is plenty, if at all, any. I mean, it's you still have a council liaison to the committee if you want, and they can be a good, you know, form of communication back and forth. And then the other thing I noticed, and I know, I think, Shannon, you're the business community member right now, but when I was on, we had a heck of a time trying to get somebody in the business community. I mean, you're exceptional. Most of the time, let's see, were you on the CCI then? Yeah, they never came. It was really hard for some. So anyway, that's just, I know quorum is also hard to get, so I don't want to see you get hung up on that. I'm more than happy to have business people there. They can be there, but, or if they have an interest. Then the other thing I was going to say was, I think, Gary, you mentioned the 2018 CCI recommendations for the council that went nowhere. And I would like to see that come back and you guys look at that. I started on that project and I see my name on it, even though I did not see it through because of my frustrations. But the other thing I would recommend for a first project would be to take a look at the CAG webpage. You know, where you guys have your web page available with information and all that, to make sure that you know, that it's up to date and user friendly, that, you know, that it helps the public to be involved. That kind of evaluation, I hope, is kind of a, you know, a ministerial kind of thing to do, but I use it all the time and I find it frequently. I just emailed the parks that there's their website isn't working. So it's something I think that you can do is make sure that there's what's available on the website for the community is community friendly and up to date and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, getting back to this, I agree with you on wholeheartedly that PC and CCI should have emails through the city, because PC has legislative purposes where there's no reason we cannot communicate directly with those that represent us. And same with the CCI, we're not doing land use decisions. And I've had two also, many of my emails with help from both CCI, PC, and the Arts Commission. So then on your document here, let's see. I'm meeting once a month. I would recommend, and I'm going to be recommending this to all CAGs and the city council. Since city council rules have regular meetings and they have something designated like the second Monday of the month. So that when the beginning of the year, you guys can all say on your calendars, CCI, CCI. So you'll make sure people have it on their attendance. There's, I think that's probably what you intend to do. I mean, I don't know that it has to be in here, but you might just say something as designated. Oh, I guess it does say designated tenant place. Sorry. Okay. And I don't know about this serve as a resource to the MAs without interfering with their internal policies and their contract and government targeted MAs. I don't know where that came from. Maybe it was later in the meeting. I didn't finish listening to it. I don't think neighborhoods have discussed it. And as well as that was number 9 and number 13 on here was address grievances for the CCI and of neighborhood associations. And I guess that's it. Did I do it? Good. I just thank you very much for doing this work. I think it's so important to know your role and make sure everybody knows your role. I really want to say I like the language that you're intended to function independently as a watchdog and advocate for citizen involvement. Yeah, says it all. Thanks. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to stay for your meeting.
It's okay.
It's at home. I had to really force myself to come out as a scene tonight, but.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. So we can get into that discussion. So I think, I don't know if everyone had the doc version that I had where I highlighted which portions I added so that you knew which portions were new or not. I don't, for some reason when I printed it, I realized that. So, and most of it is new. Some of it was existing on there. I don't know Darren, if you could pull up existing ones.
Doesn't look like anything's highlighted.
So, can you pull up the existing ones as they are right now?
The email,
the bylaws as they exist today.
Oh,
the 2020.
That's not a big deal if you can't. I think I can. I might be able to pull it up.
Okay.
So, so first we talked, let's talk about the name. I don't know if we, I mean, I kind of agree that it needs to at least be CCI. I think if you change it to community, it's fine, but I think.
It's gonna, she had a very valid point. We're gonna disconnect herself from Goal 1.
Yeah, if we change it away from citizen.
Yeah.
I just don't know how council's gonna feel about that, but I guess we look.
Maybe Darren has some other input, but it seems that whatever, we should be consistent with whatever the goal is requiring.
Yeah.
But that said, I think in your research, you found that other cities have other names for their committees.
Yeah, they were all kind of in the same, like, they were close. I think Oregon cities is CIC. Or it's got a longer name, so it's CCI and something. So we, that
I'm say leave it and research and see what city council. There is a tie to goal one, and then if we disconnected, that could be a problem. My concern.
Yeah, I don't think, I think something council should have.
Yeah.
The city attorney research.
Yes.
I don't think that's a call.
Yeah, it won't take the city attorney. I'll just call the LCD and see if they care.
Okay.
They're not gonna care, I'm telling you right now.
They're not gonna care.
Okay, okay.
All right, well, if they don't care, do you want to just change it to be community?
So tired of changing. I like it the way it is.
Okay.
That's my vote.
Okay. I'll make the council make this decision. So the first paragraph is the first bullet point, your article, yeah, is from the existing bylaws, that part's in there now.
The purpose of the CCI?
The purpose, and this is independent bodies, such as a watchdog and advocate, that language is the one that's there. The next bullet point is, I kind of added just to pull one in there. The promoting, enhancing, those three sub-bullet points are all in our existing bylaws.
So in the first square bullet point, it says required by Oregon State Planning Board, can we insert one?
Yep.
Goal one.
Next bullet.
CCI assist. And you got that from a different city.
City I took what?
So what is, so we want to take this document, we want to go line by line and approve everything?
Just, yeah, make sure everybody's.
Okay, and then it goes to council for the approval? Okay.
And then, so the rest of these bullet points are stuff I added under. I thought it was important to add that line. I made this line about it being advisory. That wasn't in any of the other ones. I just felt like it was important to say that. I don't know if you guys want the resource liaison conduit for the space of NAs. Let's carry wrap that up, but I don't know. How you guys feel on that? Maybe Ed wants to chime in on that.
Well, I think that, yes, I think that's a good idea to have that in there. I do think NAs, pretty good about speaking up for themselves, but I think it always helps to have some support. So if there was an item that they felt was necessary, they could bring it to CCI and have some discussions there as well. So I would support leaving that in there.
And I did add second to last bullet point, the livability and quality of city neighborhoods was taken from somewhere else, but I added in the, as they relate to the Western Commons. Talked about that, so I don't know.
That's where it sounded, to me, that's where it sounded, is if it came from Western Commons. But it's nice.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I agree that it should be one member. I thought it was one. I didn't think it's been two this whole time, but these were the bylaws I pulled up.
Oh, the city council?
Of the city council.
Right now, there's. There are no city council members living.
Yeah.
No councilors who are not.
So I must have the old version.
Is it Mary? She's not a member?
She's not, they're not a voting member. Yeah.
Yeah, so, right now there's a chair, vice chair of the planning commission, chair or a representative from the neighborhood association presidents. Business community and the other four just that large.
So let's, we'll cross out no members of city council. And four at large.
So no members of city council and members of this.
Right, just liaisons.
So what do we do on the planning commission? Do we want somebody from the planning commission on this?
I'm okay leaving planning commission on. I let Harry make that.
Maybe not the chair, maybe.
Maybe a delegate from the planning commission.
Yeah.
This year, it's just been. Planning commission has just been swamped with other. What you're on the two, that's good ones. So. There's just been a lot of stuff.
So if you're interested in my input. I think we had this discussion a couple months ago, but to me. I think it should just be seven people not appointed, no appointed groups, just like all other. Advisory groups. I mean, you really want to tap into people with expertise in community outreach and engagement, right? And. Gary's been very good about representing the planning commission for a few years now, but. You're already committed to two meetings a month. Signing up to the planning commission, so. Someone else might not be able to make that commitment.
Yeah.
Same with Ed. Ed's very good about, committing to this, but I don't know that. If Ed decided he wasn't going to do it, if someone else could commit. An extra meeting a month to this, so. It's not stopping Ed from signing up to be on the chair, on the committee or Gary.
So are you saying like we would pick, so we would have a member from the neighborhood association, not that it didn't, doesn't have to be the chair, it just can be anybody?
Well, they said that already, but you just say no.
The committee shall consist of seven members.
And there's some. Value in that just to diversify the membership of the CCI. And thinking back to. Been doing this 5.5 years and. When CCI kicked off again in 2017 and. That first year and a half when we were doing the. Report. That was 40 meetings in the course of 18 months. Plus planning commission meetings. So. And at the time, we had two city councilors on CCI as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
A lot of meetings.
I mean, I'm okay changing it, or we could do something like instead of shall. Just changing it to be recommended.
Oh, Ed, what do you think?
Well, I disagree. I think I like Carrie's reasoning behind having a planning commission member. I do think a lot of the CCI work is related to land use, and certainly if we have seven citizen members appointed at large, there's no guarantee that there will be much land use expertise there unless the council wants to. Make that a priority when they appoint people, but I think having somebody from the planning commission would help with bringing that knowledge to the CCI. As far as the NAP member, I don't know that that's critical. I think that we could probably do away with that position, but I do think the planning commission is fairly important, in my opinion.
So here's a thought. Would it make any difference just as an option to have a liaison from the planning commission to CCI, similar to the council liaison?
So a non-voting member gives someone that can come and give.
Or could someone just be rotating? Does it have to be a certain member? You always have somebody here in the meeting. Is that hard to do?
Or can it be just someone with planning? We can just say someone with planning background instead of having to actually be on the planning commission.
All right, so I'm trying to stay out of the conversation as much as possible, but again, I'm looking at it from, you know, this is citizen or community involvement, community engagement perspective, right? So this is, how do you get people involved? You don't have to know anything about land use rules to figure out how to get people involved, right? Because I've had this conversation with this group before that, you know, I think people think development review is land use. Development review is not land use. Land use is House Bill 2001 code amendments, waterfront planning, Highway 43 rezoning project, transportation system planning. When it's a community-wide effort to basically create the vision for the community. Once that vision is in place and a developer or a property owner comes in to build something on the property, that's not land use planning anymore. That's development review. The rules are in place. They just have to follow the rules. So right. It's more important to get people involved up front, and you don't need to know anything about.
But you have to have, if you have the background, you have a better understanding on how to make it in language so that people understand. You have to get, because that's part of the job, is making sure that it's, you know, not too technical, right? And if you have someone that understands the base level of it, they can better help make sure it's not being, you know, the rest of the group understands it, because it might be something like, oh, we don't understand what that means, and Garrett can explain, well, this is what it means, and then we have a better idea of how to interpret that to the masses instead of making it complicated land use code stuff.
Well, so I guess there's still a disconnect between how I'm approaching it versus this group, right?
Well, because I think about HB 2001, and a lot of people didn't understand what the difference between like a cottage cluster or all these things. So it's putting that is part of it, putting it in layman's terms.
Right. So we came to you with a community engagement plan, right? That this group reviewed. That was the whole purpose, right? Are we missing anything? Are we missing a segment of the community that doesn't get involved? And we need them to get involved in this. And if we are, tell us that, right? Or do you think open houses are no longer valid? People would rather do a virtual meeting, you know, or, you know, should social media be more prevalent versus just sending an email, having a website, that type of stuff?
Where, yeah, but that's not what a bowl line is, more than that. Bowl line.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it says evaluate. It says specifically to evaluate the plan.
Right. So after the plan is implemented, then you come back and say, did that work? Did we get much, you know, was it the same 10 people that participated the last time that participated, or did we reach out and now 500 people participated because we did a better job of doing outreach and getting the involvement, the community's information?
Yeah, I still think there's part of it is the technical information is in there in part of bowl one. It says to make sure that things are in, you know, language that everyone can understand.
Right, and that's staff's job. Right.
Yes. But staff and talks in technical language. So we're the ones that have to be absorbing it, and we need to make sure that if the layperson, it's understandable to the layperson. It's hard for staff. It's part, like, I know me, when I talk about optical stuff to my customers and I start talking technical, they have no idea what I'm talking about, you know, and someone has to break it down into more understandable things. And that's why I think having someone that understands the knowledge that can explain it to us so we can say, hey, this is a better way to explain it. It's helpful. That's just me.
All right. So anyhow, that's the reason that I would suggest that it's just 7 members. But if you want to go a different direction,
well,
first of all, I don't even know that council direct us to do this. That's where I'm still confused.
Yeah, I sent an email to council and I asked them what they wanted to see from us, and that's what I took back. So that our proposed changes, and then how we are not meeting.
If we just want to have an open 7, how do we make sure it's diverse? How do we make sure? Because I think
it's really in the hands of council.
Yeah.
Okay, so they would monitor that. Okay,
but But that's the reason you also have these suggestions to them, so that, but at the same time, we're making sure that, not that this council wouldn't make it diversified, but to ensure in the future that it's not, they're not just appointing who they want.
So I'm curious, Stephanie, what was your process? Or was it just, you just saw there was an open seat?
Yeah, so I saw there was a one vacancy open, and I applied. Found out that council had approved or had appointed me. I mean, I do see value, a lot of value actually, in just having seats be just seven members. I mean, I do understand the need for that, having that technical knowledge, so we were able to translate things. But I mean, I think between staff and I'm not sure if we actually need a planning commission member, but I think having that liaison is important to keep the linkage with the planning commission itself.
Yeah, I think that's a good
idea. So at minimum, I mean, I'm kind of agnostic there. I'd say at minimum, a liaison role. And I think just kind of the more open seats, the less requirements we put on specific members. I think if the goal is to make this a more diverse body, I think that having more options of signing up and participating, the better.
So how about if we say seven members at large representing, you know, whatever, neighborhood associations and business community and planning background or something like that. So not specific that they have to appoint one of each of these things, but give them ideas of the type of people that should be sitting on it.
Take a sample of the community.
Work with everyone.
Yeah. Council liaison.
Council liaison. PC. I added that language that at large, the members for goal one be selected in a well and open oversight process.
So that affects the next four term of office. Mm-hmm. So the first sentence goes away.
I also thought it was 4 years right now, but it says 2 years.
Mm-hmm. It's a 2 year term.
It's 2 years. Mm-hmm. I want to leave it to you.
Yes. Okay. I think everything else is 4 years.
All the other CHs are four, so that's why it's.
Why is it?
Yeah, we know why this is different.
I don't know. I just know when the CCI was recreated, as Soaks commented, the Planning Commission was acting as the CCI when I started here 7 years ago. And then the council that got elected decided to reinvigorate the CCI. And they did it through this resolution to keep it separate from the rules of the other CHEs, is my understanding. So they appointed that sort of as an independent body, separate from the HRB and the Parks Board. And that kind of thing. So they, I don't know why they gave the 2 year terms versus four.
I don't care either.
Yeah, 2 years. We have trouble keeping our membership. have a turnover.
We've had a turnover, and I think part of it is having a distinct schedule of projects rolling through to keep everyone interested. And then I think people have schedules, personal schedules, so.
Okay, and then the, when Carrie was talking about the meeting once a month, this does say shall, and shall means every requirement, right? In language. It doesn't allow for any counseling the meetings as we have issues form or staff conflicts or something like that. So I don't know if I want to.
Well, and that's verboten. So I think.
So if you don't have a quorum.
No, but you can still have a meeting.
Yeah, you just can't approve minutes.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we can't, this means we can't cancel any meeting. We have to have a meeting once.
Article 6.
Yeah. It doesn't have any means of us to cancel a meeting. So like, I was just thinking, because, yeah, just listening to council meeting yesterday, and they had this thing that they have to meet once a month by their council. So actually, but yeah, I meet once a month, and there are those times that we do cancel meetings. So I don't know if there should be language that allows us to cancel a meeting, or if we have to be strict and have to meet no matter what. I don't know if we want to do that to a volunteer.
I mean, I in this case, to that point, if quorum can't be achieved, then I think there's grounds to propose to cancel.
Yeah. And we've had issues where we didn't have a staff liaison, or there was conflict the meeting time or something.
Sometimes when we don't have quorum, we at least get together and talk through things. Yes.
Yeah, it would just be more like the times we need to cancel because there's a conflict with something else.
Or a weather conflict or something. Okay, so how would we do?
We put an exception clause in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like we should have an exception clause. That's what I was thinking. Search some exceptions.
CCI will meet once a month at a designated time and place.
Yeah, we change it to will instead of shall. I think that's the easiest thing, and it's not required.
Yep. Get rid of the at least, just we'll meet once a month at designated time and place.
We won't cancel that.
No, but if we were trying to be. So I added that language starting from all members. That was in something else because there is no way otherwise that we have in our bylaws of moving someone if they are just not showing up at all, or by not showing up.
Oh, they just have to leave on their own? Oh, like the last battle, you just kind of resign. Okay, I didn't. Okay.
So there might be something in the actual council rules. I don't know about removing people, but.
Yeah, it's in the muni code, I think.
So I just saw that in one of the other city, so I thought I would put that in there to see.
So do you think that's something we need to address?
I can't remember. So again, I think CCI is created purposely by resolution. It's not in the muni code like all the other CCIs. So that means CCI is not subject to the muni code rules, but in muni code, it does say if you have so many unexcused absences in a certain amount of time, then should we just reference the muni code section in here? Or
yeah, possibly. I can look at it.
Okay.
And see if it can be referred to the CCI too.
Because you can call and get
you just let people know that you have a conflict or something's going on. It's when you just don't make any contact at all and you're just ready.
Yeah, because that's what it says, like, an excused absence is a member does not notify the chair, vice chair, or staff liaison about absence. Otherwise, it's excused. So all you have to do is listen. The presiding officer was existing language. Pretty much all of the duties, because there was no duties section before.
This is all from goal one.
So it's combination of goal one and what other cities said.
So, just thinking about number nine, and Harry commented on that. Is Ed, do you have any opinions on number nine?
Well, serve as a resource to the NAs without interfering with their internal policies, their contact with government or private entities. I think the CCI would be a resource to NAs. I'm not sure we have to call it out as a specific item, I guess. Just as it would be a resource to any individual citizen or any other body who has concerns about outreach to citizens. I don't think that's a critical piece to have in there.
We already have that on the front page, your Article 10. CCI shall also serve as a resource liaison conduit for the cities as NAs.
So, yeah, we can draw a line through that.
Did we know what number 13 was?
That means, like, if the if neighborhood associations or CCI members had issues they wanted to be discussed, we could discuss.
Send that from the aid.
Probably not substantially. They probably could be combined. I doubt a lot of these could probably be combined. So we can just cross that out. 13.
For 19, is it kind of missing an operative verb there at the beginning, like coordinate with agencies? I understand the intent of that section.
Yeah,
I just,
that is straight from goal one. That is the exact language.
Yeah.
So we can wordsmith it for sure, but that I just copied that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the verbs shows up after the
parentheses. Yeah. So there was. Yeah. It's government language. Government language is very, you have to read it like 10 times to understand.
So this is the duties of the committee, but then 19 is talking about what other bodies should be doing.
Yeah. It's true. It's because we had discussed in the meeting before to add all of the goal one relevant sections into the bylaws, but yeah, it could be worse. But
okay.
Sure. I mean, this part is important because we've had issues in the past where there hasn't been involvement in some of these things that they specifically call out, like roads, transportation and stuff like that hasn't been going to the public because they said it doesn't need to go. So, but since does kind of need to go. So that's why we kind of wanted that part in there, but I'm happy to, you want to wordsmith it or someone else wants to wordsmith it?
Yeah, I can do that.
So there's 1 second. So I think from 14 on is all straight from goal one.
So when we submit this to council, they can go look at it, and if they don't agree with it, they will change it as well, right?
So Mary, I'm on.
I think it's good. The changes or the updates we'll do to the document.
So, okay, so 16 was taken straight from goal one, right? And this is the way, I mean, Darren, you probably interpret this. evaluate all public input on proposed code changes and comprehensive plan changes. And ensure the plan is adjusted accordingly before the public hearing itself. So is that you're saying staff's job? And not because it's under the whole section of like what CCI should be doing.
Council, if council wants us to bring code changes to the CCI first, that's what we'll do.
Well, I'm thinking it
says to evaluate them. So maybe it goes to you and they bring it here.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking about is like for HB 2001, for instance, should we have staff do all the outreach and all of the comments from the citizens from all that outreach been brought to us first before we, the final plan went to, council, so we can make sure that all that public input. I mean, I know the working group did that, but say there wasn't a working group. Should CCI be evaluating that before it goes back out for?
So it seems that would happen before planning commission here.
Yeah. But should we be looking to make sure that the comments that citizens are given are being changed, those changes are made before it is. I started thinking about that and I was like, is that what it means?
Well, you want to be make sure that in input, people's input is there at these meetings. And I think they are because we've done the surveys, the meetings are open. I think. So if someone says, if one person sends a comment in and they don't like this one thing, so we need to change that one thing because one person said to change it. Okay.
I don't think so.
So I think it depends on how you define public input. So is public input all of the outreach and the feedback you get from that necessarily form a working group established in council?
But it's still open, too.
Was there, there wasn't public comment at the working group, was it? But it was, okay.
Yeah, it was publicly interesting.
So I'm just thinking on those non-working group ones. Well, like my more minor code changes or something, or administrative, like some of the transportation stuff. So they have the open house for the transportation stuff, but then no one else, like.
For the city or what the state's doing or?
No, for the city.
Let's see. So instead of administrative rule changes?
So like all those, like Main Street, for instance, right? Main Street, the whole design process had, you know, two open houses or whatever. I mean, we had a lot that were with a bunch of citizens working, you know, with public works and stuff like that, but only two open houses were done on that, and still a bunch of people said they didn't know about it. But all those comments that were taken and, you know, put in the box, I don't think anyone saw those. I mean, they were in the docket, and so if you looked at the hearing that council had, it was probably buried in there. But I don't think anybody even looked at those comments other than being put in a box, basically staff typing them up, someone typed them up and put them in a packet. But no one, I don't even think, you know, council evaluated. Because it wasn't really, they didn't have formal hearings on it. Because it wasn't a real land use, I guess, decision.
So you're concerned about the process?
So I'm concerned that those citizen comments just got put in a box and no one saw them.
And they're not collected and summarized in a, yeah.
But no.
Yeah, so again, two separate things, right? So if it's a land use planning project, we're committed to doing that, right? Collecting all the comments, summarizing them, providing them to decision makers. That was a public works project. So, you know, whether or not public works projects should come through the CCI is not my call.
Right.
But as far as following goal one, it's always a good idea, but it's not a land use planning project. So it's good practice to go through a process like that, but it's really not required as part of officially goal one.
Right, but I'm just thinking that was my example. And I know that is the practice of the city right now. And again, I always think about what could happen in the future with different staff, different leadership. That's why you put it in this, so it has to happen in a certain way. That's my thing. Not saying that we're not doing it now. It's more, how do we ensure this always happens?
So I can just tell you my experience working in other jurisdictions. We would take engagement plans to the CCI. Again, what are we missing? Outreach to the Spanish-speaking community. How do we do better this time? That type of stuff. And then once we started implementing the project, we did not go back. Ask for the CCI to review the comments and that kind of stuff. We would come back after the project was done and say, all right, we had 53 people at the open house. This many people participate here. We didn't have time to do this component because it was just too time intensive and cost too much money. And then evaluated how can we do better next time, right? So then the next time we did the plan, that we'd look back at what we had done before and say, well, there were only two people at this thing. So is it really an effective way to go about trying to do outreach, or is there an alternative to do that? So again, it was focused on how do you get people participating. And that was the role of the CCI in those communities where I worked before.
Right. But I think we're trying to change this, so we're doing more.
Right.
Make sure that it's kind of a checks and balances, right?
Well, and I think that fits more with culture of West Lynn, which is pretty activist, pretty involved. Going on.
again, I don't want to co-opt your discussion, but so I think that's a good statement, but I think you're talking about 10 to 20 people, right? Now, this group should be talking about, well, why are we only having 10 to 20 people participating when there's 27,000?
Right.
Right. So I think that's the role of this group is how do you get those other 27,000 voices? Maybe those 20 other 27,000 voices are perfectly happy with what's going on. You just don't know because you're not hearing from them. So that's really the key to me is how do you get those folks to say, well, you know, those 10 people have this opinion, but we've got a different opinion.
Well, there's thousands of people who have opinions online.
Right. So yeah. So how do you get them?
Not everything.
Yeah. How do you get them to participate in the land use planning process?
Yeah. The problem is they always participate once it's too late.
Well, or the other side of that is how does the city and the CCI participate where they are? And I think that's part of that improvement process. If we implemented programs previously and we had minimal or less participation than we think we could have, then maybe we need to be. I don't do Facebook. I'm definitely not where all those comments are, but I know they're there. But if that's what it would take, I would be there.
Facebook is a way, I think that's the best way that the city does out themselves.
Yeah, so that, I mean, so that's a perfect example of the role of the CCI, right? This engagement plan is not good. You're expecting people to come to you. You need to go to them, right? And you adjust it. And then afterwards, evaluate it. That worked. Hey, we got, you know, instead of getting the same 20 comments, we had 350 comments this time. So it actually worked. So continue doing it.
So I don't know. That was just my thought on that. That was more discussion because I mean, we wanted to put in a big thing that goal one said. So I don't know if we want to change anything there, but that was how I was interpreting it. And then maybe instead we just create this as like a, you know, per goal one.
What number do you want?
Like 14 through 19. Okay. It's all from goal one specifically. So maybe those are just one thing, but different bullet points. Goal one says that to make sure that these things are
happening. So, is achieving goal one?
Right.
Yeah.
CCI is responsible for these things.
Well, not necessarily that CCI is responsible, but that CCI is responsible for ensuring that these things are happening. Right? Because if the staff is supposed to be doing all of this stuff, then we should be ensuring staff is doing it, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So just 14 to 19, I'll have to.
Yeah, so I'll just combine them into like a one heading and all bullet points.
So what about the other ones that start with goal one?
I think those ones I just added for goal one in there. Those are actually, I mean, they're in goal one, but I took them from other cities and then added. But 14 through 19, I took specifically. But I can do
that. I can do that too. Because,
you know, 6 would make sense for that.
Just be sort of clean it up, make it shorter,
more. Yeah.
Sense. Yeah. And I think if you do that, then it takes away my need to work. Spend 19. Yeah.
You just lost your job.
I just lost it.
So we'll just work on, I'll bring them back next month. We also wanted to look at that 2018.
View of the wedding. We just want to, okay, don't we? We don't have to review it.
I think we should just, yeah, I think we should just review it for our own, since most of us were not here for that.
We have to send this to you.
That we look at it.
It was actually tied to the.
What is it?
To the agenda.
Yeah, I pulled it up here. Before we fully switch over, we got one of that bylaws.
So what do we want to do with this document today?
Yeah, I just think we should familiarize ourselves with it and then maybe next meeting, if you guys have a chance to read it all, coming back with any questions. Since Gary's probably the only one who worked on it. Gary.
Gary's names on it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Were the three in the back of the report?
No, he wrote the.
Oh, the intro, oh, the letter?
The transferal letter.
Here's the letter. This is that. Signed and scanned.
And then I guess we just have to figure out after understanding it and everything. What specifically want council to do?
Maybe. No, I don't want Gary on the spot. Maybe Gary could give like the elevator speech of why it was done and what the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Quick explanation.
So some of this I sort of dropped into. So back in early 2017, city council at that time reinvigorated CCI as a separate group. Very first project was this review of the land use planning process. And just looking at the entire process. I mean, in this room, we had a schedule for this at the back, this flow chart. This was laid out across this wall and around the corner. And eventually, John Boyd created this process flow diagram that simplified that whole thing. But that's what we basically spent months on. And then I would say at least half the time was spent on the writing report, summarizing what we had come through. So we ended up talking through getting presentations on the land use planning process. That time, presentations from city attorney Tim Ramos at the time and she forgot her name. But anyway, multiple people from the city staff and then also people from the community also provided testimony. And then going back through code, assessing where there were areas where additional communication would be between the public and the applicant and staff and planning commission and council, where that may benefit from some additional refinements. So that was kind of where it all started out. So at the time there was some frustration that even though we were following this guide path, make sure we were getting things done in the 120-day schedule from determining that an application was complete to having the final decision. And that would also include the appeals process unless we got an extension from the applicant. We were meeting that, but that also sometimes drove things ahead of the 120 days. This was an efficient communication between meetings that the applicant may have had with the neighborhood association, and then what was actually part of the application when it came into staff for final determination and then to the planning commission. So that's kind of the gist of what you're going to see. Just improvements to the process.
So from council's perspective, we need them to, they never passed it, right?
No, and so the challenge with it is, I think after, actually during the course of this, the process for a working group was developed right during the time that this was being written. And so, and that process has been used a couple times, you know, several times. And so this itself would have to go through, or potentially would have to go through that working group process and look at code development. So that's the challenge, that there's a lot of new code requirements that would have to be.
So the document needs to be updated?
No, I think it's just that this provides a guide to areas of code to consider.
Okay.
And so a working group would look at that, and then it has to just go through that whole working group codified process for the working group. So
we can't just send it to council for approval. We have to send.
Well, they have it. I mean, they've had it for 4 years.
So if council approves it, then it would have to go through working group for code change.
Right.
That would be the process.
Right. So when working group would assignment would come back through CCI, I would imagine, just like the current working group for code development is being done. And then council would assign that working group to bring the resources together for staff to serve that working group. So that's probably the biggest challenge, is having the staff available to go through and do this work. I mean, the past 2 years, maybe the past, you know, past 2.5 years probably has been a slight impossibility.
I'll make my distinction. Like I always, even though this is called the land use planning process, again, it's development review process that you're really looking at. I said land use planning happens. Waterfront plan, you create a vision, create code to implement that vision. And when someone comes in to develop a piece of the property in the waterfront, they follow that code. And that's really what this is getting at, is the touch points with the community once an application, well, when it starts, an application starts to be developed through the approval or denial of that development process. So yeah, I haven't read this in a while, but yeah, there's a lot of things in there that may work or may not work depending on how they would get implemented. So I think it, you know, again, council would have to, again, direct staff to dedicate time to this project, and that's where it sits right now.
So, but we want them to do that. We want something. It seems like you guys put so much effort into it, at least to review it and to look at it, to see what are the good pieces of it implemented or used.
I think it all comes down to city council and where they want to go with it. And that is a function. It's on the planning docket. Um, It just has to be prioritized for. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was from 2018, right?
Shake it off, stop it and put it back.
Yeah, so they, so council said that they didn't want to revisit it, right, when we met with them. So, so I think we give them these two things and say, yep, cookies.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Carrie. Yeah, some of it is basically just outreach and communication, right? It's not actually code changes.
And timeline.
Right.
Yeah, so some of the things don't really need council to tell us to do it. We can just do it as staff. Or yeah, like any kind of code change that council.
Yeah.
Direction to make the code change.
And I think on some of that, if it's codified, then kind of guarantees that it gets transferred into the future. So I think that was the concern, was just how do we carry this forward? We can talk about it. Talked about this in 2017 and 2018, and here we are. Still trying to carry that water.
I mean, if there are parts on that, can we say to council, like, here, these are the things that we think are being implemented immediately without the code? So the codes that we want. Code changes or things. Should be second year kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe it could be broken up that way.
Then maybe think, okay, something will happen sooner than later. Like, yeah, something can happen.
So if you go to section six, there's broken out. Section six is potential solutions. And 6.1 is education, 6.2 is administrative, 6.3 are code changes. And so the education outreach part of it is goes back to things that the CCI could do. 6.2 is administrative, and that's more in line with things that city staff do, or city council would have to provide resources for it. And then 6.3 is really those things that would have to be codified. And then section 7, there were additional items that came up. And as other items that could be explored by the CCI.
So would it kind of, what would, if we pulled the code changes out of this report, are they connected, like a chain?
Yeah, it was intentionally done this way to break them out into education, administrative, and code changes, just to differentiate the different requirements that have to be considered.
So this is an important part of the one.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So they accepted everything and they did do the code changes.
It would help.
It would help. Better than that.
But there were reasons for the code changes as well.
Okay. So do maybe do two?
Maybe say, let's, can you do, you know, prove this part of it so that it can be implemented right away, and then prioritize on the docket these code changes.
Mm-hmm. Or if we need a work group? Do you think we need a work group?
Well, they would, if they put it on their docket, I guess they would decide how they want it.
And then section 7 are things that CCI could consider as well. Yeah. It may require that council would have to provide resources to support that, but direction. But at least they were noted.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think we've talked about, you know, in the past of trying to help people understand the whole process of the land use application, you know, so that they can know when they have to have standing, when they.
And this would answer.
No, well, I think that this flow chart that they did at the end was like really easy to understand with the process, and it should be put out there. I would ask that be put out, you know, somewhere on the website or.
It needs to be available on the website.
Okay. Easy stuff to be done.
Yeah.
But does it take a lot of staff?
So, did you want to have everyone take a look at this and then discuss it next time?
Yeah, I think maybe we'd break it up into, you know, the part, two parts to ask council to approve, so that we have everything set to go to council and what we're really asking. Yeah, and I think if we can ask for something easy, like take all this down, we might put that in.
So do you want to do that now, or you want to present it to them, or do you want us to continue to talk about that?
Well, I think we probably have time because council doesn't meet in August.
And we'll have to finalize the bylaws next time too, so that should be quicker, and then we'll have more time to dedicate to that.
Councilor Baumgartner.
So, hi.
Sorry to interrupt. I just was going to let you know, I believe we decided to have a meeting in August. I just don't know if it's going to be next Monday. Well, I don't know which Monday it's going to be. We talked about several different options, and I think we council preferred next Monday, just so you know. If you wanted to get something out there, we might meet. This is the only thing I was just to let you know that.
Right, yeah. I think we need one more meeting to finalize some stuff, so. Thank you, Mary. Great. So we're at announcements. Does anybody have anything? I will say I got some emails regarding the TIF financing. And I asked John Williams at some point. He said he or the consultants will come speak to us at some point for us to understand TIF financing.
What?
TIF, it's TIF. It's a, that's how they're going to pay for the waterfront planning, is like this. Tax, it's tax incremental financing.
Tax incremental financing.
Yeah. So,
it's also known as urban renewal. It basically freezes the tax base for whatever area you put it over, freezes the tax base there.
Like the Pearl District.
Yes. Yeah. Portland uses it very much, very heavily. And then any increase in taxes. You know, the frozen tax base still goes to the fire district and all the other funding, the school district, everybody, county, but anything above that tax money goes to the urban renewal agency or the TIF agency, and then that money gets reinvested in that district. So it's
mostly infrastructure reinvestments, but some people, some communities use it to help fund affordable housing projects and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so council just set up a kind of like a to kind of create the zone, right? Like creating the zone and working up the financing part of it. So that's why concerns came out, because it wasn't something CCI knew about. And so I think we'll be involved when it starts becoming waterfront planning part of it, which is what the money's gonna be used for. So that's why I said if John can come in at least help us understand it.
So to be clear, the money from the tax increment financing district won't be used for the planning part of it. It'll be used for implementation of the plan. So street improvements, water line improvements in do affordable housing project, help pay for affordable housing project, that type of stuff. So it's something that will benefit that district that's been tied to.
Okay.
Like a lot of downtown areas that have them do facade improvement programs and stuff, so the businesses can apply for a facade improvement grant. Use some kind of match involved with it, but then that money is going back into the district where it's been collected. So it's really it's an economic development tool.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool once we have it. So, but just so we're informed, I will have them come in. I don't know when. Sometime.
So just looking at the aerial photo, the waterfront area, there's such a large part of it that's taken up by ponds. I've seen in the past those cleanup or ponds that are operated by the paper mills. So is that could tip money to use just help support that?
I'm not sure if that would be eligible.
Okay.
I don't think that would be. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, typically it's a public project that's being funded by the tax increment. Yeah, it's going to the benefit of the district, not an individual property.
Just looking at this. Areas that can be used for some other purpose for the benefit of the community, but
yeah, so like the not to get us off topic, but the old Blue Heron Pond, the southernmost one there, you know, it's under private ownership, so they eventually want to do something with it. So
yeah,
that'll be part of the waterfront conversation, right? When we reignite the planning processes, is the zoning adequate now, or should the zoning be changed? Some exchange, what kind of transportation and permits do you need? If it's not changed, what kind of transportation permits you need? So that's the kind of decision maybe these got to be made during the waterfront project.
Dad that brought that property, right? His bought it. If the zoning doesn't change at one price, but if the zoning changes, he has to pay a different price.
I'm not sure what the
when the county was. Yeah, when the county sold the I read that contract, but when West sold that property. It's industrial.
Yes, yeah, general. Industrial,
yeah, so they can't. But if he can build houses, then he's got to pay it too. Because that's why he got it so cheap. I saw some stays out there. He must be trying to do something.
Yeah, I don't think that's him. I think there's just a lot of surveying going on out there. Well, yeah, so they were doing surveying out there.
Yeah.
To figure out parcels and all that kind of stuff.
He actually owns the land, like, because he owns the land now that are Steed up. So we've been letting us keep our eye off there.
Good community partner.
Because because we had an agreement before with it's all weird right there. PG owns a little sliver, Bill owns a little sliver. We can't tell for sure whose property our dog is on. So we have permission from all of them to cover our bases. All right. Anybody else have any concerns or questions or anything? Stendon.
Can't think of any involvement opportunities that are going on anytime soon. So. No, but if I think of anything, well.
Mary, you have anything?
Not off the top of my head, although I appreciate listening to your conversation, and we had a somewhat similar conversation and heard from some people about community involvement at our meeting last night, and it was relevant to some of the things you've been talking about access to process and how to get people involved and ways we can improve our involvement and the city's reception to community members. So I'm excited for areas of growth. Let's just put it that way. But no, I don't have anything specific. Other than to thank you all.
Well, thank you. You do a lot of hard work.
Oh, the meeting last night was only 5 hours. Come on.
All right. So if that's all, I will adjourn us.
Good night.
I can't read a clock anymore.
6:58. Go to another piece of
meeting. Good night.
Good night, all.
I had to do this brain test because I was having some weird brain issues.